listening to the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. Welcome, wherever you are in the United States or European Union or anywhere else on planet Earth. Welcome to today's program. Okay, bottom line, the COVID crisis, or whatever you want to call it, the COVID non-crisis, the COVID crisis, in any case, in the perception of the majority of people on planet Earth, in the perception of the majority of people in the United States, all of whom which are in, and I don't mean this metaphorically, and I don't mean this to sound cute or just sarcastic, although I do use sarcasm to communicate. But the bottom line is, we're dealing with a war of illusions. And most people that you know are not up to speed, they haven't upped their game, and they can't even begin to think on the level, the cognitive level, which suggests that, yes, we are in a very real war of illusions. And sadly to say, that includes Christians also. They don't get it. If they got it, they would read their Bible, like Ephesians, and the Apostle Paul details the nature of a spiritual war. And if you really say you believe the Bible, then for crying out loud, believe it. Quit playing games. So we have a COVID crisis. This is the largest, with the exception, obviously, of the flood of Noah, this would be the largest crisis event in the history of the world. Nothing comes closer than the COVID crisis. I mean, the Twin Towers coming down, that was catastrophic. That was a crisis. And anybody who's watched more than one movie or read the reports or watched the video footage of the Trade Towers coming down, I mean, any person who hasn't surrendered their mind to hypnotic spell and fallen asleep would understand, any sane, rational, analytical, thinking, logical person would understand that there, let's just put it this way, there's far more going on than meets the eyes. And so it is with this COVID-19 crisis. It's a war of illusion, or really a war of illusions, because it not only affects the psychological system, you know, the suicide rates, the depression rates, the anxiety rates, they're all soaring. And that's easy to understand when the mainstream media is lying to you 24/7. And constantly bombarding your mind with visuals, audio, stories, and whatever. Propaganda is what it really is. They're saturating your mind with images of fear and death and no hope and martial law and economic crisis and chaos, which, by the way, they created deliberately on purpose. The economic crisis or chaos that we're experiencing right now. So let's like wake up together collectively. They created the COVID crisis, and they also created the economic crisis that's going along with it, because they have an agenda, and that is to destroy and disrupt human society at a level greater than any other time in human history. Now, if you're trying to analyze why it's happening the way it's happening, and all these other important questions, that's a good thing, but you're going to have to dive deeper in your research to get the answers, because everything that I brought up to you is accurate or true, or it has, let's put it this way, intellectual integrity. Now, the follow-up question should inevitably be, what's the end game? What's the end game? Anyone who still has a functioning working brain, and I'm not trying to be cute, but when you baptize people's brains in fluoride for 20, 30, 40 years, and you all know, I hope, that fluoride's not a conspiracy theory. It's only a conspiracy theory to idiots. And you said, well, but my so-and-so told me it was perfectly safe. Well, your so-and-so, and we both know what we're talking about, may be an incredible person and skilled in the level of science that he or she deals with on a regular basis when you interact with them. But when it comes to historical research, it plays out like this. Either the fact that fluoride primarily is a drug that is used primarily to subdue the brain. Fluoride is like a tranquilizer for the brain. It kind of sedates you, it kind of dumbs you down. And most important, remember the end game. The globalist elite that rule our world and have ruled our world for thousands of years, and that's not a conspiracy theory either, by the way, they want to dumb the masses down because that's how they keep their power, they keep their total control. But on top of that, you have to ask, how do they specifically dumb the masses down? And one way is by subversively using a whole bunch of chemicals that are put into men and women starting at a young age. Now, the fluoride chemical is starting to at least to somewhat come to the surface. But when you read the history, of how fluoride is used, and it's in my book, A Prophecy of the Future of America, Volume 1 and 2, and it's in my book, Conquering the Matrix. You know, I don't like books that just talk about the Matrix. You know, if you look at my book titles, and this is not a stealth plug on my books, but if you look at my book titles, notice that I choose titles that deal with spiritual victory, not spiritual defeat. So, like, I'll call a book Conquering Goliath, not being slaughtered by Goliath. No, it's about conquering Goliath. And the other books, A Prophecy of the Future of America, it gives a solution. It gives an answer that's biblical. Everything I write is about, even the latest book, which we're moving towards printing. And again, I apologize for the delay, but you're not going to get an irrelevant, out-of-date book. I would not distribute that to you, even though I was prepared to do it. I couldn't do it because what good is it if I send a whole bunch of people my book Power from On High and it's outdated and irrelevant? So I had to basically rewrite a huge portion of the book so it's now cutting edge, up to date when I send it to you. And that, of course, means dealing with things like what we're talking about right now on the Paul McGuire Report. So you will read in my book the story of an American engineer and scientist, and I don't know what the reason was, but it was before the Nazis took, it was either just at the beginning when the Nazis took over Germany. Let's just leave it at that. This scientist, American engineer, went to Germany, and he was hired to scientifically test the chemical content that was in the water, not only of Germany, but a whole bunch of nations next to Germany or near Germany. They all wanted to have their water plants tested by this American scientist to determine the purity, the content in their water supplies. So he got busy, assembled a team. The governments gave them complete access to inspect and conduct a scientific analysis on the content of the water. And that included Austria and all the nations surrounding Germany. Now, this is what he discovered. And he discovered it rather quickly because it was odd. As soon as he conducted his test on the water of Germany, he discovered that there was this conspicuous chemical additive that was deliberately added to the water supply in Germany. And that conspicuous chemical additive was a compound known as fluoride. And he couldn't figure out why the heck were the Germans and the Nazis putting fluoride in their water supply? And these other nations, why were they putting fluoride in their water supply? Because at that time in history, America did not have fluoride in its water. And the other nations in the world did not have fluoride in its water. It was only Germany, Austria, and some surrounding nations. They all had, of all the nations on planet Earth, they had fluoride in the water supply. So he wanted to conduct research as to what fluoride did to the human brain, body, mind, etc. And he discovered that the primary chemical properties of fluoride was that it functioned as a sedative, as a tranquilizing agent, and fluoride kind of dumbs you down and makes you go with the flow. Fluoride reduces to whatever degree your perception, your analysis, your awareness. Now ask yourself the question, the nations that mysteriously are getting their water supplies infused with fluoride are nations that are in the process of joining Adolf Hitler and the Nazis, or in the case of Germany, they obviously have already come under the rulership of Adolf Hitler and the Nazis. And Hitler and the Nazis were very, very, very intelligent, smart, scientific, futuristic, cutting-edge, and occultic. So Hitler, being ahead of his time in like just about everything, he deliberately put fluoride in the water supply so the people in Germany first and then other nations, and then always after he conquered a nation, he would put fluoride in the water supply to zone them out. So the question is, since the only real purpose of fluoride is to zone you out or zone your children out, why is it, I think it's mandatory, I don't know, among dentists and doctors and things like that, it's mandatory for them to use fluoride, and you'll find that most often the true additives that are in water you buy, like bottled water, so-called purified water, the local municipality water supply, all the public government-run water supplies have fluoride in them, the tranquilizer. So I don't think you wanted to be tranquilized or your children to be tranquilized. I don't think you really wanted to be incrementally dumbed down. And then ask yourself the question, since this is such a powerful chemical that you're ingesting in your body through water over decades of time, is there a connection between dementia and Alzheimer's disease? I don't know. It would surprise me if there was. Now, also, in chemtrails that they spray over your homes, your apartments, you know. I mean, where I live, and I've traveled across the country just about everywhere, like a maniac, for decades, speaking at conferences, doing television appearances. And what blew my mind on a regular basis, no matter where I was, and I spoke and traveled to kind of remote places, remote cities and towns, and then I traveled in large cities or medium cities. And the one thing that I noticed was that in every geographic area that I went to, when I looked up in the sky, if the sky was even remotely blue, I would always see 100% of the time chemtrails being sprayed over every geographic place that I went to, always. When I wake up in the morning, the way the sun rises, it blasts into a particular room I'm in, because being the coffee junkie that I am, you know, like I can't even think without coffee. And my coffee, the strength of my coffee is like espresso, except I use extra large cups. Now, so I'm getting my coffee ready. I actually can't think very well unless I've had a slug of coffee. And then I walk out into the backyard, and I see either chemtrails being layered by jets right in front of my face in carefully knit mathematical crisscross dispersal of chemtrails. And that's everywhere I've been across the country. So they must have spent, you got to remember, these people have a pocketbook that's worth trillions and trillions of dollars. They have the money to spend, and they're spending it on, they call it, well, they're finally admitting to it, but except they're not really admitting to it. The cover story is, we have to spray the chemtrails to stop global warming. That's the cover story. It's for weather modification and to save us from environmental catastrophes. But the fluoride that they're spraying in chemtrails, and by the way, I can tell the difference. Probably most of you can tell the difference. To me, it's pretty obvious, especially after you had your coffee. You can tell the difference between jets that are up there only for the purpose of spraying chemtrails versus jets that are up there for the purpose of transporting people from city to city or coast to coast. And the way you can tell is the chemtrails, the jets fly in a particular pattern, and the chemtrail that's being released from the jet comes out in a very tightly configured, narrow pathway of, let's just call it a gaseous emission. It's very precise. Then after time, after 30 minutes goes by, an hour goes by or whatever, those precisely configured chemtrails start to dissolve and immerse itself into the overall atmosphere. Conversely, jets dump the emission from good old-fashioned jet exhaust. Is the dispersal is not tightly configured. It's wide. It's the jet carrying a whole bunch of people and just blasting wide open what could be called the exhaust from the jet engine. And the exhaust of the jet engine, visually, is completely different than chemtrail dispersal. Now, that chemtrail dispersal has all kinds of weird stuff in it. I don't want to go into the whole list, but I talk about this in that book because I also go into the story of the American scientist who found fluoride in the waters in Germany and in nations all around Germany. The main thing is the fluoride, but then they've also added lithium, which is also a tranquilizer. It's one of the most highly prescribed lithium is one of the most highly prescribed tranquilizers prescribed by psychiatrists, etc., for a whole range of neurological conditions like bipolar, etc., etc. It's been used for decades. So why are the chemtrails dousing us with lithium and fluoride? All these tranquilizer chemicals, when I look at it, I feel like I'm being slapped hard in the face and somebody's shouting in my ear, wake up. Because there's an agenda behind that, obviously. So this fluoride and stuff like that goes into our food supply, our gardens, it goes into crops, it goes into all kinds of stuff. Either through being watered with the water or being sprayed on, you know, crops of oranges and lemons and apples or whatever they're growing. So it gets into your body through a variety of mechanisms, dulling you down. Now, back to the mega weapon, which is the COVID crisis. So you have people looking at the obvious facts surrounding COVID-19 and the COVID crisis, the so-called COVID pandemic. And, you know, there's two kinds of people in America and the world. There are those, and again, I'm not disparaging anybody for anything, you know, that they can't help. The reason I use certain words, I have to explain myself, otherwise I'll get a letter saying I'm mean. I'm loving, for crying out loud, if I'm risking a lot, and a lot more than I'll ever tell you about, if I'm risking all that to bring you the truth, because I want to see you set free, I want to see your body and your mind spared, wouldn't you consider that a real act of agape, Christ-like love? Because my love for you as my brothers and sisters in Christ and my fellow human beings requires that I speak out and take risks to educate you about a brain poison you're ingesting and your children are ingesting. See, that's real love. Ignoring it and hiding it from you is not love. That's not love. You know, you got all these preachers and stuff who never talk about anything. They never connect the Bible and the truths of the Bible with reality. I call that a cop-out. I don't know what you call it. It's a cop-out. And I don't call that an act of love. I think if you refuse to obey your call as a watchman on the wall and to educate God's people on these tough issues, if you refuse to do that, then you're not loving your neighbor as yourself. You're not loving the members of the body of Christ. I'll give you a job definition, and I'll say it over the air. You're not loving with the agape, selfless, Christ-like love. What you are is an accomplice in poisoning millions and millions of people, which potentially leads to dementia, Alzheimer's, and other diseases. So not only are you not loving people by your silence, you're an accomplice, either in the cat, you're an accomplice in poisoning, or you're an accomplice in murder. You know, I'll leave it to you to formulate the correct category. So, and then the mass destruction that comes upon people's lives, us collectively as our nation, what happens to our children and the elderly and everything else. You know, when I was a kid, there was a lot of elderly, like there always is. But I'm telling you, there was no epidemic. There was no full-blown epidemic of dementia and Alzheimer's. That explosion of dementia and Alzheimer's started to skyrocket around the time they began dumping chemtrails filled with fluoride and stuff like that into the brains of many generations. That's when the dementia and the Alzheimer's kicked in. And if you don't detox properly, which I do, man, you know why? I'm telling you private personal things because I love you. You know, the Lord convicts me. I'm just like everybody else. I'm like you. You know, you make an intention to do something, and then, you know, there's so much to do, and you get preoccupied and stuff. But the Lord convicts me a lot because when I say the Lord convicts me a lot, is that the Lord speaks to me a lot and gives me wisdom and gives me instructions and gives me revelation. And then I kind of tell the Lord I'm going to do it, and then I do it for a while, and then I drop the discipline. Well, that's very dangerous because then I'm going to reap what I sow. So it is critical in the time period that we're in, absolutely critical, that we have our analytical, cognitive, intellectual, rational thinking abilities operating at the highest level possible, at the level that God created you with. Because only then do you stand a chance in fighting back and surviving. If you're dumbed down and walking in a fog, you're just going to blissfully, you know, ingest poisons and everything else. Okay, so now a thing like COVID-19 and the COVID pandemic occurs, okay? We all know that. But now we have hundreds of millions of people in the US, Europe, all across the world who are in the awkward position of analyzing the COVID pandemic and all the ancillary problems with a brain, and I'm not trying to be sarcastic, but they're trying to analyze and fight for their lives and understand what's going on, but they're being forced to operate with a brain that has been substantially degraded in its intellectual perceptive powers. So things are not as vivid, sharp, clear, and you're not as aware of the immediate danger as you would be had you not had your brain and body dosed with fluoride for 40 years, depending upon your age. Okay, now, by the way, all over the world, this evidence is being suppressed, but it's accurate. The vaccine death report. There is scientific, legitimate evidence of millions of deaths and serious adverse events resulting from the experimental COVID-19 injections. And by the way, I have made it a habit, as probably many of you have, of every time I see about or hear about the death of a famous person, a celebrity, a rock star, an athlete, a basketball player, a leader, anybody who's a celebrity or anybody who's in the public eye, if I hear that they mysteriously died very quickly, and then I find out that they didn't have any pre-existing medical conditions, which means they may have been older, but their body was perfectly fine. They didn't have medical conditions. So whenever I hear about some famous person dying, because I'm noticing, like you're probably noticing, the increase, there's a substantial increase in the numbers and the names of famous people that are dying all around us. And so I just do a little background check that takes me about 4 minutes on the internet to find out, they try to hide it, to find out whether or not what they really died of was a COVID injection. Because, I mean, it would take you 4 minutes to compile a list of the majority of the medical problems that occur after a COVID vaccination. And there are certain parts of the body that are affected dramatically in some cases, and they cause people to drop dead. Like, we're talking about athletes that are pros in basketball, baseball, soccer, and many other sports. These guys work out. They're in top physical condition. They're regularly seeing doctors, okay? And they're like superhuman. But a whole lot of them, as you know, have been dropping dead on the sports field for no reason. And the only connection they can find is that almost all of them had a vaccination, either relatively recently. And so I look it up, I check it out. Like, my wife just brought it to my attention. I think it was a rock star. I'm not giving you the rock star's name because I forgot it. And not because of the fluoride, but I forgot the name of this rock star. He's a really famous rock star. You guys would know his name. And he mysteriously died, I think, in the last week or two. And the initial reports are always a cover-up. Well, he may have had this, or he may have had this. Well, after they finish with the blowing hot air in your face, you find out that they were recently, or the day before, or the week before, were vaccinated with the COVID vaccination. See, there's something there. They don't want you to know about it. Okay, so on a global basis, all of planet Earth is in the mode of hysteria. They're freaked out. That's why the suicide rate is climbing, because the mind control machine known as the mainstream media is brainwashing them into the modality of hyper freak out, fear, panic, anxiety, hopelessness. So what we have potentially, and I'm saying potentially, okay, because I'm not a medical doctor. I'm an author and a researcher, but I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not a geneticist. And so I'm not going to act like I am. I think that's like really irresponsible. But I'm reviewing the research, and, you know, there are a lot of very respected doctors proposing that the COVID-19 pandemic, that COVID itself was a man-made biological weapon. Now, that doesn't surprise me at all. Why? Because I'm a doctor? No. Because the Holy Spirit guides the writing of and the research of my books prophetically. Okay, it works as a God-given intuition. It It can work as a word of knowledge or a word of wisdom. And God always, in my life, blesses the research and the study. Because you see, our brains are like computers, and if you don't feed your brain with facts, documentation, research, and studies, you can't have an effective word of wisdom or word of knowledge or gift of prophecy or anything else, because you didn't feed the brain machine in your head with the data, the facts, the science that it needs, so that the Lord can break it down to you through the power of the Holy Spirit and manifest it in the form of a word of wisdom or a word of knowledge or a gift of prophecy. A lot of Christians, they don't want to hear that. They want to watch cartoons, the Flintstones, and then expect to have a word of knowledge or a word of wisdom. It doesn't work that way. Okay, so what is happening and what is contributing to the hysteria regarding COVID is that it has already ignited a health crisis, a global health crisis, and it has already ignited our global society to go into a total meltdown or a total shutdown. I watched a really old movie with an actress I really don't like, Jane Fonda. You may remember it. I don't know why we watched it. We watched it. The China Syndrome. So in the China Syndrome is that when the radioactivity spills out of these nuclear reactors, a, quote, China Syndrome occurs when the radioactive material literally melts through the earth. I don't know how long of time it takes. I don't even know if it's a valid scientific thing. But when a China Syndrome occurs, the radioactive material melts and dissolves the earth beneath it, and it is so powerful that it will burn right through the entire earth. And so if there's a radioactive leak somewhere in the U.S., it will melt through the earth, and that radioactivity will explode and erupt in China. So it crosses the entire interior of the earth. Well, the COVID protocols, the things that the governments and institutions like WHO, World Health Organization, the things that they were telling us to do were the exact opposite things from what we should have been doing. And so their extra measures and all the rules and regulations that they dumped on us was the equivalent of slamming your foot on the pedal of your accelerator in your car and burning rubber to economic Armageddon. I mean, a disaster. So we're now seeing the beginnings of a highly possible global society to a total shutdown. I don't want to go into what that means. I do go into what it means in A Prophecy of the Future of America, 1 and 2, Volume 1 and 2. In the greatest battle for the hearts and minds of mankind in the history of the world, and a number of other books. I talk about it in detail. Now, this COVID manufactured crisis, many think, is causing a manufactured global and national economic crisis. And man, anybody who has two eyes that still work, and, you know, just if you have a little brain matter that still functions, I remember seeing this coming. You know, I was walking around. The Lord speaks to me all the time, and I'll talk to Him all the time. And And a lot of what the Lord shows me or reveals to me or speaks to me is prophetic. So I don't go running around calling myself a prophet and sending out press releases announcing that I'm a prophet and then using all kinds of media claiming that I'm a prophet and telling everybody what the Lord has showed me privately. I just don't do that. But the Lord will speak to me. And he speaks to me as we're walking and talking. You know, Adam walked with the Lord in the Garden of Eden. Eve walked with the Lord in the Garden of Eden. Part of the reality of the intimacy between Adam and God, part of the friendship between Adam and God, part of the relationship between Adam and God that proved it was real, was that Adam and God walked together on a regular basis, not just at the time when they disobeyed God. 24/7, Adam and God were walking together. Also, Eve was walking with God. And out of that walking together, like you've heard the expression, let's take a walk, that usually involves an activity involving somebody that you're friends with or you're developing a friendship with. And it gives you the unique opportunity to open your hearts to one another. So when I walk around doing stuff in society, because unfortunately I don't live in the Garden of Eden, but I'm looking at my physical environment and the Lord will speak to me. So I was looking, and this was very, very, this is when COVID just started, barely came out of hiding. And I began to notice, though, that some of the big chain stores were shutting down. In fact, a lot of the big chain stores, fast food restaurants, and then as time went on, a huge percentage of all the independently owned businesses, the family businesses, even the large personal businesses that have hundreds of employees, they were really impacted because all these rules made it impossible for them to conduct their business, and they went belly up and bankrupt. And here in California, we had a mass exodus of people fleeing the state because restaurants were going out of business. And, I mean, there's zillions of independent businesses. Independent businesses are supposed to be the backbone of our nation. So it was obvious to me, watching the beginning of an economic crisis, because as I was talking to the Lord, and I, by that, not in an audible voice, I'm talking about a still small voice, and I was contemplating, I said to myself, and I said to the Lord, there's no way you can have an economic rebound, economic prosperity, and economic growth by locking everybody in their homes, by locking up their businesses, by piling on them impossible regulations and demands that nobody can fulfill. And so it's not a surprise we're in an economic crisis. And it's going to get worse. Now, this is what we need to know. None of this, everything that we're talking about, is not happening by accident. It's not happening by random chance. It's not happening by coincidence. We all have to know that, and we have to agree to lock that down into our perception. And you know what? I really wouldn't worry about being called a conspiracy theorist. It's almost a joke. I don't care what people call me. I really don't. Because the people that call you and me conspiracy theorists are the people that know nothing about anything. Okay, so what it appears to be, if we analyze this with our God-given brains, is that this continuation of the health crisis, and they're always keeping the fear factor you know, blowing hot. What's happening is they keep promoting the big lie. Adolf Hitler and his propagandists came up with the psychological warfare tactic called the big lie. And basically Hitler said it's easier to brainwash the masses, the middle class and the working class, by telling them a big lie than it is a small lie. And I won't get into the psychological reasons why it's true, but it is true. A big lie you can sell all the time. The little lies are far harder, and there's a reason for that. So, you have put people into a paranoia. You have people absolutely terrified. They've lost their pensions, their, you know, economic assets and all kinds of stuff. And all of this could easily be solved, but you're not going to solve it by continue to fear-monger, social distance, implement outrageous public health controls, and create basically a totalitarian state. That will not produce any economic growth whatsoever. It will produce, you know what it will produce? You want to know what it's really all about? The globalist elite. This is a massive power grab from the globalist elite. They're using the COVID pandemic, all the rules and regulations, all the technologies they're using as a pretense to create a global totalitarian regime in America and around the world. And that's what's happening. This is a psychological warfare operation created by the richest, wealthiest globalist elite banking families in the world. And the end game is to move us into total world conquest and to lead us into a world police state. So what you're seeing is an explosion of a global psychosis that's being whipped up into a frenzy on a planetary scale. And the psychological impact of this is so far beyond what we can conceive and imagine, because it's literally creating an environment that is driving the entire human race insane. Now, it's not an accident that this globalist elite, many of whom are Luciferians, again, it's in my book, A Prophecy of the Future of America, Volume 1 and 2. It's in my book, Conquering the Matrix. It's in my book, The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Minds of Mankind in the History of the World. This globalist elite, also known as Illuminati bloodlines, the wealthiest and most powerful families in the world, the descendants of kings and queens, prime ministers, pharaohs, emperors, empresses, the whole thing. And it has been passed on from generation to generation through their secret occult societies that are running everything and allow them to break the rules. So, when you look at what they're doing in the name of our own good, but it's actually causing a wrecking ball on our minds and our society, it's not for our own good, it's for their good. There's not a stinking bit of it that is for our good. It's for their good. Never forget it. Okay, so this gives them, the United Nations, the people that run the United Nations and UNESCO and the World Health Organization and these other globalist organizations like the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab, they are in unity. And by the way, they have no problem. They are telling you bold-faced lies on a repetition basis constantly. So if you believe that they're doing all this to build a better world, if you believe their lie about a global reset, if you believe their lie about, you know, eradicating the vaccine, if you believe their lie that you'll own nothing but you'll never be happier in your life, if you believe their lies about the benefits of getting a DNA chip implant or a microchip implant, if you believe any of the lies of the globalist elite, then you are like lambs to the slaughter. Because they have no problem lying. Because they don't believe in God. They follow Satan. They lie about that too. They say, well, we don't follow Satan. Satan is the father of lies. What do you expect them to say? Oh, we do follow Satan? No, they follow Satan, but they're lying about it. So the structures they've set up for rulership on a global, national, regional, local, community by community, they've hardballed us into moving into a new dimension of a terrifying lockstep. What you're seeing is the deep state, except it's now out in the open. Global reset. How can it be a global reset if they've crashed every economy, businesses large and small, shut down and lost, lives and livelihood at risk, and they have deliberately imposed every variation of martial law, including the imposition of behavioral martial law, household to household, person to person. Human beings are literally prisoners sheltering at home like caged animals. Those who fail to heed home imprisonment are threatened with unprecedented police actions. This is the warning sirens are blaring. The red lights are flashing. I don't know what else you need to understand what is coming down. So we have to understand that the health crisis is just a cover. You're being played for a global superpower economic war on a scale never experienced before. You know what? You want to know what this global superpower economic war is? It's an economic war between the filthy rich trillionaire globalist elite and the hardworking middle class and working class in the United States and all over the world. They keep grabbing more and more assets and money, and you keep losing assets and money. And that it's done on purpose, because their end game is to decapitate you, which means cut your head off. They want to break your kneecaps, so you've got to kneel before them. They want to destroy you so you're economically dependent, an economic slave to their systems. And they know that by encountering you with raw, unprecedented, brutal psychological warfare, they're going to back 99.9% of the people into a corner. And through the sheer threat of fear and terror, you will give up all of your rights, your freedoms. You've given up your rights now, because you're not speaking out for them. If you're not speaking out for your rights, then what you're doing is giving up your rights. And you have a Fourth Amendment. You know, I was listening to one of the top spokespeople for the World Economic Forum, and I was shocked by how blatant he was. This was Klaus Schwab, who's the head of the World Economic Forum. And he came right out in the open on television and said this. He said, and his high up man said, they said that we have agreed. They were intentional in using the words, you have agreed, and we have agreed to this global reset, in which we get everything, and then you look to us, and we'll take care of you like little children. Do you remember ever agreeing? I don't. Do you remember ever being presented out in the open, like clean, about being asked if you would be willing to agree? I don't. You know why I don't and you don't? It's because it never happened. We never agreed to become the slaves of the World Economic Forum. Now, these people are liars. So what he was probably saying, first of all, he was probably testing the waters and see if it would fly with the American people. And it did. The American people seemed to want to drink any Kool-Aid offered to them. So the critical thing here is that it is highly possible that on an illegal basis, we didn't agree ever. I know I didn't agree, and I know you didn't agree. So on an illegal basis, our so-called elected representatives, our politicians, the super wealthy and the super rich, the bloodline, Illuminati bloodline families, they signed all kinds of contracts on our behalf without ever asking our permission. They did it with the trade treaties. So they signed all kinds of contracts without our permission and saying that they were signing or agreeing to all these agreements on our behalf as the official senators, governors, mayors, presidents, vice presidents, Congress, whatever. And so on an unethical, sneaky, let's just say it for what it is. If I apologize to you, I caught myself beating around the bush. I caught myself, I was talking to you, and all of a sudden I said to myself, what the heck am I saying? I'm doing you a disservice if I don't lay it out like it really is. So forgive me. This is it. This is the way it really is. They have maneuvered like cockroaches. They've maneuvered themselves into positions of power and great wealth and great political power for decades and decades and decades. And while they were claiming to be our elected representatives, they entered into all kinds of illegal contracts, illegal arrangements, illegal treaties that they had no right entering into because they never asked our permission. They never came out in the open and told us what they were doing. So, plain and simple, our elected representatives and the super rich and the international banks and all these other institutions, This is very clean and very pure and very direct. They stole our rights. They stole our freedoms. They violated our Constitution. They disobeyed the highest laws in the land, including our constitutional rights, all of which are illegal. So because they have done all of these illegal things that are outrageously illegal and for so long, that constitutes that they need to live under a new definition. And what they are is they are criminals. They have stolen from us the rights that our founding fathers gave us. So as thieves, guilty of theft, they are criminals. And so the arrangements that they allegedly made on our behalf were never made on our behalf. They stole it by lying, cheating, and stealing. They stole it. They put a gun to our heads, and they stole it right in broad daylight. They stole it. They stole your freedom of speech. They stole your freedom of the press. They stole your freedom of religion. They stole your life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And they stole your right to unreasonable search and seizure. That's what they did. That's how they got in bed with the UN and this Klaus Schwab, whose family had a factory, one of the best factories for the Nazis. He has a Nazi connection. That doesn't make him himself evil, but it does mean, I don't think you and I could get a job anywhere in a really big position. Do you think any one of us, hardworking middle class, working class people, do you think we could run for political office or get elected into a high political position or anything like that if our family history included the fact that our parents and grandparents owned some of the most prosperous Nazi ammunition factories, and that our family was awarded numerous awards by the Nazis for our excellence in manufacturing weaponry for Adolf Hitler and the Nazis? No, you probably couldn't get a job, could you? You'd have to change your name and change your identity and everything else. These people will run around and brag about it. Okay, so this is the face. Get a real clear picture of the face of the man or the woman or the institution that put a gun to your head and stole your life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, they're supposed to protect you because we the people have the right against unreasonable search and seizure. Yet Bill Clinton, when he's president, comes out on national TV and lies and steals our rights by saying the opposite. Bill Clinton said, the American people do not have the right to an expectation of privacy. What are you talking about, Bill Clinton? It says in our Constitution that we do have the right to privacy. We have every bit the right to the right of prophecy. Not prophecy, to privacy. It's in our Constitution and Bill of Rights, Bill Clinton. So what's with the heist? What's with the gun to our heads? What's with the blatant theft? So you are trampling and stealing and violating our Fourth Amendment, which says that we have the right to privacy. We have the right from unreasonable search and seizure. Now, in the computer world, in the nanochip world, they can spy on your brain, your thoughts and dreams. They don't have the right to do it, but they play a little game called whenever we want to break the law and rape your constitution, we'll just give a crisis name to it, like a war on this or a war on that. And that will exempt us from obeying the constitution. Why is this happening? Because the people at the top of the Illuminati pyramid on the back of your dollar, where for any person to see, even those that are dim-witted in the media, on the back of the U.S. dollar is a universally known occult symbol known as the pyramid. The Tower of Babel was built as a pyramid. Ancient Egypt was built pyramids. So it's a pyramidical structure, but it's also a Luciferian organizational flowchart because the top of the pyramid represents the super elite, like the 12 richest families in the world, Then you have up at the top the all-seeing eye of Horos, or the all-seeing eye of Lucifer. And then the lower level people working for the globalist elite are in the lower compartments of the occult pyramid. And then, in case you have any confusion whatsoever as to the purpose of this hierarchical top-down governing structure, it comes to you, they tell you what it's about, because at the base of the pyramid it says Nuvos Order Seclorum, which in Latin means New Order of the Ages or New World Order. They're giving you a flowchart for the New World Order on the back of the dollar bill. So the people that are perpetuating this global takeover, and here's where you need to take a big step, and don't count on, I'm not here to pick on Christian pastors or Christians, but I am here to tell the truth. And in my research, I happen to know from reputable pollsters with a lot of integrity, they have revealed that 87% of evangelical churches in America absolutely refuse to teach on Bible prophecy and the book of Revelation. So 87% of evangelical churches refuse to teach the book of Revelation and Bible prophecy. So how could their people possibly know anything about how to integrate what we're talking about with Bible prophecy? So how are they going to survive? How are they going to spiritually be prepared? They can't be. And if you're listening to me, and whatever your personal inner justification is for regularly attending a Bible study, a ministry meeting, a church meeting, or whatever, whatever Christian ministry or church you're attending on a regular basis, if you are never being taught the book of Revelation and Bible prophecy, then you are attending. Let's be direct again. Not only are you disobeying God by not attending a church or a ministry that's teaching Bible prophecy, but you're going to be judged for it. I'm not saying necessarily you're going to lose your salvation. Now, if you happen to be in the position of a teacher or a pastor and you're twisting the book of Revelation, yes, your name will be blotted out of the book of life. That's what it says in Revelation. So, in order to understand what's happening now, you have to have the ability to integrate what the Bible says in Bible prophecy, and you have to have the ability to integrate that with the facts of what's going on in our physical reality in the United States and all around planet Earth. Because when you combine the two disciplines of knowledge, Bible prophecy, the book of Revelation, with what is happening, like the COVID pandemic, the already in use nanochip, DNA chip, implants, the computer, wireless to brain technologies, the wireless satellite to brain technologies. When you integrate these things and the coming cashless society, when you integrate that the reality and purpose of the global reset is to set up a cashless one-world economic system, a one-world government, and a one-world religion, and you understand that, then you're able to integrate what God is telling us for a reason in the book of Revelation and in Bible prophecy. And now's the time to know it. Don't think this is far-fetched. In communist China, if you were caught with a Bible passage, if you were caught with anything to do with the Bible, Bible studies, Bible verses, prophet revelation studies on your cell phone, laptop, computer, if you were caught with any of that stuff, or if they at some time initiate and activate the wireless computer-to-brain technology, and they start reading your mind, and they see you've been studying the Bible and Bible prophecy, if you're guilty of any of those things in communist China, you can be sent to prison forever, or you can be killed, or you can be sent to a concentration camp. And obviously, they will aggressively take away any material you have, even electronic material, that has to do with the Bible or Bible prophecy. That kind of reality is coming to the United States very, very, very quickly. Remember this, never forget it. The purpose of all social media, whether it's video, audio, the purpose of our television, the purpose of all social media, you think, is to make you happy and to entertain you and let you talk with your friends, etc., etc. No, wrong. That is not the purpose of social media. The only real purpose of social media is that social media is a mass electronic surveillance device, first and foremost, which allows the globalist elite to spy on every microscopic activity in your lives. So you've got to reframe your perception of social media and the internet. No, it's not for your fun, enjoyment, entertainment, and communication with friends. That is not why they built it. It was built by the military, for crying out loud. DARPA. Oh, and do you know what? I just put this in my new book, Power from On High. You know what the logo and the symbol for DARPA was when it was first, when the military first launched it? DARPA is the computerized and technological intelligence agency of the U.S. military. Okay? So now, listen very, very carefully, because this is a big clue that will give you a big, massive revelation as to what's going on. The symbol or the logo for DARPA, when it first launched the DARPA program, the symbol for DARPA was a giant pyramid that was orbiting around the upper atmosphere of planet Earth, and the pyramid that was orbiting around planet Earth had a large all-seeing eye of Lucifer at the top of the pyramid. And from the all-seeing eye of Lucifer at the top of the pyramid, there was like a visual of this electronic beam or spy light scanning all of planet Earth and scanning all of the people of planet Earth. Now, let me ask you a question. Why would somebody in the military choose an ancient occult symbol to be their logo? Because it's Luciferian. So the symbol of DARPA was, they finally changed it because people screamed and yelled. The symbol of DARPA was a giant pyramid orbiting planet Earth. At the top of the pyramid was a giant all-seeing eye of Lucifer. And the eye of the all-seeing eye of Lucifer is scanning the brains of all the people on planet Earth. It's actually, to simplify what the symbolism looked like, it was like somebody took a scissors and cut out the symbol of the pyramid and the all-seeing eye of Lucifer, took scissors and cut out that symbol from the back of the U.S. dollar, and then they pasted it in a position act like it was a satellite orbiting planet Earth. So you have the exact same artwork and graphics in the pyramid and the all-seeing eye of Lucifer, on the back of the U.S. dollar bill, it is now orbiting planet Earth with a laser beam coming out of the eye of Lucifer. It's a hardcore occultic, satanic, Luciferian symbol. And it is being used as the logo for one of our most advanced scientific, technological, high-tech, computerized, artificial intelligence division of the U.S. military with one of the largest budgets. They choose for their logo an occultic pyramid with the all-seeing eye of Lucifer. I mean, somebody is telling you something, you're just not paying attention. Somebody's telling you something, but you're not paying attention. Okay, that something's happening right now. There is an infinite source of wealth and power behind what I'm talking about. God, it is the plan of God. If you read his word, you would understand this. Most of you read his word, but most Christians we talk to never read his word. If you read God's word, like most of you do, like I do, it shows us what God wants us to do in the last days, which is now, and what our purpose here on earth is. And just to cut it to the quick, our purpose is not to surrender and bow to the Antichrist or the spirit of Antichrist in fear. Our purpose is not to bow before the principalities and powers of this world and allow America to be taken over by a godless Luciferian totalitarian regime. That's not our purpose. Our purpose is to do one thing, to obey the Lord Jesus Christ as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And Jesus told you and I that we are, right now, human history, we are to occupy till he comes. So our job is to be obedient. Cowardice is not obedient, by the way. The Bible says cowardice is as the sin of witchcraft. So which is it? Which is it, my friends? Which party do you belong to? Which is it? Have you aligned yourselves with the cowards? Because they're the majority in Christian culture. And if you have, I don't think you have, but if there are some listening who have aligned themselves with the cowards, you know, of course, that the Bible teaches us that the sin of cowardice is like the sin of witchcraft. So there's no difference between your walk with Jesus if you are functioning as a coward, you're acting as a witch. I mean, it's going to be pretty funky, weird, upside down, and strange if at the judgment seat of Christ, it turns out that God actually judges you for being a practicing witch. I mean, what excuse are you going to make? And remember that in the book of Revelation, evangelicals, they just flat out disobey the Bible. They refuse to read it. They refuse to teach it. And some of you love it. But in the book of Revelation, there's a list of these critical sins that can cause you to be sent to the lake of fire for all eternity. If we pay close attention to the list, notice that the first sins on the list are fear and unbelief. Fear and unbelief, according to the book of Revelation, fear and unbelief, which is epidemic in Christian circles, fear and unbelief are the sins that will get you sent to the lake of fire unless you repent of them and ask Jesus to cleanse you by the blood of the Lamb. God bless you. This is Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us. We're in a war. You know it and I know it. The outcome, depends upon whether or not God's people, whether we rise in the power of the Holy Spirit and obey the commandments of Jesus Christ. I need your help in obeying the commandments of Jesus Christ. I need your help in communicating this message far and wide. I need your help in vastly expanding our communication technology, vastly upgrading our communication technologies, and vastly expanding our outreach because time is running out. I ask you to give a financial donation or contribution and give according to what the Lord puts on your heart. I ask you to get on it with a vengeance and spread our messages and our links far and wide. And finally, I ask you to pray for me, my family, and this ministry as we seek to obey the Lord Jesus Christ. To obey the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you. This is Paul McGuire. Visit Paul McGuire.